Tess, I think we probably could find somebody. At least could teach you how to run a sprayer. Tess wondered earlier, could you get a sprayer? I said, absolutely. You guys can get a sprayer, whether it be just something for your yard or something big for the farm or for the entire field, whatever the case may be, Danny Val. You guys have a great selection of that.
Oh, absolutely, Alan. And, you know, Tess is exactly 100% right. While the large farmers is our bread and butter, our core customer base, it doesn't matter. If you just want to keep your property looking nice, we have a sprayer for you. We have a full line of lawn and garden sprayers and other three-point implements where you can keep your property looking good.
Yeah, I could be dangerous one of them. I could round up everything in the driveway and take care of all the grass out there that grows in places where it shouldn't grow.
Well, that just gives you an excuse to turf your yard. Then you never have to mow again.
Yeah, I had a neighbor a few years ago who made a mistake and he was going to spray for dandelions. He put the wrong chemical in the tank, and about 2 weeks later, his yard turned a nice brown.
Yes, we've seen that happen before, and I'm not going to confirm nor deny. I may have done that to my yard at some point as well.
I think something unique in what you guys have, and Tess is talking about having somebody maybe to help you do the work. You may not necessarily have that, but you guys, if they get a sprayer, drone, or have questions about get it home and like, okay, I'm not really sure how this works, you guys have a great department that backs folks up and a great great internet site that really has some training on it as well and explanation videos.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as Kyle alluded to before, customer service is really the backbone of everything that we do. It's about relationship building. It's service after the sale. Lots of people out there can sell you any given product, but it's how you interact with people on the backside of that sale and help them out. So for whether you're talking about drones or sprayers, you got Dylan Pinnock here, you've got Justin up front, you've got Kyle, you've got David, you've got just so many people here that can just jump in there and answer your questions and help you get them taken care of.
You know, and the trainings, regulations, things you need, permits, you guys can help folks with that too.
Absolutely, especially on the drone side of things, because there are federal rules that you have to follow as well. So the FAA has certain guidelines, so you'll need what's called your Part 107 drone pilot's license, because these drones weigh over 55 pounds. 55 pounds and over require another exemption to go with that Part 107. That's called a 44807. That just allows you to fly a heavyweight drone. And then you're going to have your Part 137 to dispense chemicals from the drone. And of course, there's all your state and locals that pretty much everybody here in the farming ag community is familiar with.
You know, and of course, obviously, you guys are the drones have changed the market here because it allows farmers and folks in agriculture and even folks who are not in agriculture need something like that, an option to easily, quickly get a project done.
Oh, for sure. It definitely can help you, especially in whenever you have inclement weather. Just as Kyle said, if your fields are muddy and you're in your window for application, you can't get in there with your ground rig, the drone is a very, very viable solution. As a matter of fact, when we first got involved with the drones, that was one of the avenues that we wanted to go down and make sure that people were aware that this is a very valuable tool that you can put in your chest, especially when you consider the price point.
I think people are looking for that because they're thinking, well, do I need to buy a full spray rig? And if you want a full spray rig, you guys can help them with the sprayers and things like that too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, whether it's talking about 3 points, trailer sprayers, or say you've got a self-propelled and, you know, you need to buy parts for it, for your boom systems, your tips. So we have a full line of T-Jet Banjo products, Hi-Pro, Greenleaf, you name it. If it's a player in the game, we carry it.
And the parts to go along with it, too. We saw that earlier with Mark Thomas up there, and good afternoon to Mark. It's great to see him earlier today. I hadn't seen Mark in a couple of years, but Mark's Seven Springs Farm brings in his whole list of what he needs to get ready to go back in the field for Seven Springs, and you guys had everything you needed, game all fixed up, and he's headed back.
Absolutely. We're a one-stop shop for all your parts. You can stop in and see us. And, of course, we're on Saturday hours now as well through the end of June. So from 7 a.m. to 12, if you're on a weekend Saturday morning and you need some parts, come by and see us.
Yeah, nothing. Everything doesn't happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, does it?
Oh, especially not in the world of agriculture.
No. They're usually up. I know you guys are open 7 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock, but that's right. Things sometimes happen before and after hours, and you guys are always great to work with them to help them get what they need.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it goes back to customer service. We're going to be here. You know, there's many instances where Adam or, you know, David or even Kyle or Phil or any of the people here have taken calls after hours. Again, we understand that agriculture happens when agriculture happens. And whenever you have a need, you have a need. And we're going to see that you're taken care of no matter what time it is.
That's the important thing. Best Way Ag, we're here talking about agriculture, National Agriculture Week. Always great to visit with them. Always love coming here every time and find out what's going on with this crew. And we're on 106.5 WKDZ FM.